Chapter 6 Blackbeard's Riddle. Elsevier and I stopped when we were far from the soldiers. It was almost morning.
"Can you stand up, John?"
he asked.
"Is your leg broken?"
"I can't stand up. My leg hurts terribly," I replied.
"Then you've broken it, my boy,"
said Elsevier sadly, looking at my left leg.
"We have a quarter of an hour before the soldiers can get down to this side of the cliff. Listen carefully, John. With your broken leg, we can do one of two things. We can wait for the soldiers to come and take us to prison, or we can try to escape to a secret hiding place called Joseph's Pit."
"How can I escape? My leg's broken and I can't walk," I said weakly.
"I'll carry you, John. There's a difficult, narrow path along this cliff. It's called the zigzag. Few men know about it, and even fewer men can walk on it, because it's very steep and dangerous. If you fall from the zigzag, you're a dead man, because below you there's only the sea and the rocks."
"It's better to die on the rocks or in the sea than go to prison," I said. "Let's go, Elsevier."
"The soldiers will never follow us on the zigzag," said Elsevier,
looking up at the soldiers. Elsevier picked me up, and we started walking. I understood his courage and his love for me.
"Remember, John, don't look down,"
he said.
"Just shut your eyes."
The path was difficult and dangerous. I was terribly frightened, and I often shut my eyes because I didn't want to see where we were going. Too many things had gone wrong in the last few days. We lost the Why Not Inn, the soldiers found out about our smuggling, and I broke my leg. And now we were looking for a place to hide. Why did Elsevier and I have all of this bad luck? At a certain point, Elsevier said,
"Let's stop here for a few minutes. I need to rest. I'm not a young man anymore. Joseph's Pit is the perfect place for us, because you must rest your leg a long time before you can walk again."
"Thank you, Elsevier," I said, trying to smile. My leg hurt terribly, but I did not complain. We were soon moving again, and Elsevier's strength amazed me. We finally reached the secret hiding place by evening, and we were both very tired.
"Here we are,"
said Elsevier.
"This is Joseph's Pit. It's a big cave near the sea, and we'll be comfortable. No one can find us here."
I looked around and saw that there was an opening at the far end of the cave. I felt the fresh sea air and was happy to be there. Elsevier gave me some water to drink, and I fell asleep on a bed of sand. I was very ill with a high fever for many days, and he looked after me like a mother looks after her child. At night, he went to find food, and during the day he never left me alone. He was able to tell Ratsy where we were, and Ratsy often brought us food, which he left at an old house nearby. Ratsy was a real friend, and he helped us as much as he could.
"Well, John, when your leg gets better, we have to leave England and take a ship to France,"
said Elsevier one evening.
"We'll stay there until the soldiers stop looking for us. Then we can return."
By the middle of May, my leg was getting better. One night, when Elsevier was away looking for a ship to take us to France, Ratsy came to the cave and talked to me.
"I've got bad news, John,"
he said, pulling a piece of paper out of his pocket.
"Read this. The king's soldiers are still looking for you and Elsevier. Now there's a price on your heads. £50 for Elsevier and £20 for you. They think Elsevier killed Maskew. You're both in big trouble.
Elsevier went out to look for a ship to take us to France, I said.
Good. I'm glad,
said Ratsey.
Stay away from England until things are quiet.
I hope he finds a ship tonight, I said. Ratsey left the cave, and I was alone and worried. There was a big storm outside. For some strange reason, I started touching the locket around my neck and opened it. I took out Blackbeard's piece of paper and started reading it. There were words from the Bible, so I opened my little red Bible and found them. But there were some mistakes. Blackbeard had written two numbers before the words each time, but only the first number was right. What did the second number mean? Was it a riddle? Could I solve it? I read the numbers and the words many times. Perhaps the second numbers hid Blackbeard's secret. And I was right. I soon solved the riddle and discovered Blackbeard's secret. The number four meant the fourth word, and I found five of them. 80 feet deep, well north. What did these words mean? They went around in my head as the wind blew outside and I fell asleep. The next morning, I woke up and saw Elsevier. I was very excited and told him how I discovered Blackbeard's secret. He listened carefully and looked at the notes. Now he was excited too.
Yes!
He cried.
You're a clever boy, John. The well that Blackbeard mentions is the famous well at Carisbrook Castle. It's one of the deepest wells in England. People come from London to see it. Blackbeard probably hid the diamond 80 feet deep in the well.
Carisbrook. That's the castle where King Charles I was a prisoner during the Civil War, I said. I'm sure it's the well at Carisbrook Castle.
I know Carisbrook Castle very well. It's about 2 miles from Newport on the Isle of Wight. We can stay at the Bugle Inn, where smugglers are welcome.
Elsevier's eyes shone with excitement. Another week passed, and I started walking around the cave slowly. I was getting stronger every day. Elsevier went to meet Ratsey one night and came back with clothes and a whip. They were the clothes of a carter. There were 2 white jackets, 2 hats, and carter's trousers. With these clothes, no one could recognize us.
Your leg is much better now, John, and we can leave in 2 days,
said Elsevier.
The Bonaventure will come, and we can go on board at night.
I immediately thought about Grace, because I wanted to see her before leaving. But I didn't want to tell Elsevier. Can I go back to Moonfleet before leaving for Carisbrook? I'd like to see my old village one last time, because I love it. Elsevier smiled and asked,
Do you love the village or someone in the village?
My face became red, and I said, I love Grace Maskew. Elsevier was silent at first, and then said,
She's a good girl, and I'm glad I didn't kill her father. You can go and see her, but wear the carter's clothes, and be very careful. I'll wait for you here. Be back by midnight.
It was dark when I left the cave, and I walked all night until I got to Moonfleet the next morning. I went to Grace's house and knocked on the door, hoping she was alone at home. When Grace opened the door, she did not recognize me in the carter's clothes. Grace, I said softly. It's me, John Trenchard. Are you alone at home?
John!
She exclaimed.
Come in!
She put her hand in mine and smiled at me. Grace wore black clothes now because her father was dead, and she had a thin, pale face. I loved her very much.
Let's go outside and sit in the garden,
she said warmly. I explained everything that had happened to me. I told her about the last minutes before her father's death, and she cried. But she was not angry with me. Then I showed her Blackbeard's locket, and she read the writing inside. I told her about the diamond, and how I wanted to find it and become the richest man in Moonfleet. Before I left, Grace said,
John, I've kept a candle burning in the window every night in the past. I'll keep it there, and I'll always think of you until you come back. Be careful. Remember that Blackbeard's diamond is evil, and it has a curse on it. If you find it, use it to help the poor.
We kissed, and then I left.